Well, we think it's a bad idea to take this up in a very compressed session where people have been cajoled and who knows what deals have been cut. It's a very non-transparent process where it looks like special friends have been given special promises, and now they're bringing the legislature back into session to push it through in a couple days. That's a very bad way to do business. It should be done in the regular order of the regular session, and the legislature of Maryland should not be brought back into special session to conduct the state's business in this manner. Those should be done for emergencies, for extraordinary purposes, and not because you want to take care of your buddies.
This is not an emergency, in your opinion.
Absolutely not an emergency. We should be focused on, and I agree with Comptroller Franco, Democrats and Republican leaders alike agree that these special sessions should be an emergency situation, and we should be focused on creating the business climate that's going to create real, good-paying jobs, not a casino, not expanding gaming, but real industry, real jobs. Maryland is the biggest job loser in the entire country right now, and we should be the biggest job creator. So this is the wrong focus. It's focused on the wrong thing. We should be creating a business environment that creates real industry, real commerce, real jobs, and not expanding gaming in a special session. We can take this up in January, and that's where it should be taken up.
Members of your caucus, Delegate Glass from Harford County, said he will not come back to Annapolis. He told us earlier this week he was going to boycott a special session if one was called. You going to try to change his mind, or what do you say to your other caucus members who say, hey, I'm going to skip this?
Well, each legislator is going to have to weigh the pros and cons of this. The big danger for me, and I'm just speaking for myself, is who knows what these guys will bring up besides gaming. They have the potential to bring up any manner of things, and the people that elected me deserve to have their voice heard one way or the other in our representative democracy. So I understand the sentiment. I understand wanting to boycott it, because what they're doing by calling this special session is so egregious, so offensive. Each legislator is going to have to make their own call. I will tell you this. Many legislators have pre-planned, scheduled vacations and trips to go away with their families, and they stand to lose a lot of money if they don't. A lot of folks are just going to go on vacation as they had previously scheduled and not play games with Governor O'Malley and the leaders down there who want to cut a special deal for special friends.
How many members of your caucus are going to not be in Annapolis because of vacations or otherwise?
We don't know that yet, and we're going to be ascertaining that in the days ahead of us.